Well, Casey, what does a week like this mean to be with your teammates in the one place, preparing for a big tie?
Yeah, it's something that I always look forward to. Obviously, over the years, I've played a lot of Fed Cup ties, and they're certainly the weeks that I enjoy the most. You know, you've got your teammates around, and you prepare, you have a really good training week, and then you look forward to the weekend. So they're definitely some of the funnest weeks of the year.
Is it nice to sort of stop in the one place for a reasonably extended period of time?
Yeah, it is. It's nice to get here. We always get here at least a week before, and get as much training and make the most of the week that we can, and being around, other girls and having healthy competition and your teammates that you push along, and if someone needs to do something extra, you go out and help them, you pick up balls, you do what you do for the team. So it's definitely a different aspect of tennis that we don't experience week in, week out, but lovely to be here in Hobart, and we've had a great week so far.
And how's your own mood after that fabulous run through the Australian Open?
Yeah, good. It was awesome. I feel really good with where my year's at so far, and I look forward to the rest of the year to progressing even further. Obviously, I've progressed to 80 now, and my first goal was to get inside the top 100, so I can tick that box and now, reset some goals. But yeah, really happy with how the body held up too.
What will that mean in terms of your scheduling? If you're in the top 100 now, I guess that makes it easier to play the bigger events. And what will that mean in terms of the way you shape your year?
Yeah, it changes a lot in a sense of just being able to schedule, properly in a sense. I know that I'll be a major at French Open, Wimbledon, the Slam, so you can prepare around those, and I'll get into some bigger tournaments, and I won't have to grind through qualies as much as I have to, as I thought I had to, and play some doubles, so it really sets up my year.
In a way though, was playing all those qualifying matches, the minor tournaments through the end of last year and even through this tournament here and in January, did that help you with that run through the Australian Open?
Yeah, absolutely. I played 250s in Bendigo in November, then I also played the Wild Card playoff, and it was actually the perfect preparation. I played so many matches leading into the Australian Open, and it kind of showed when it got tight or when matches got tough, I was able to put some points together because I had been playing so much. And I definitely think I probably had the best preparation and the best pre-season I've had in a long time.
Last year you had that incredible run with Ash Barty in the doubles. Did that somehow disrupt your singles planning because you're staying so long at the majors in the doubles?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly disrupts some qualifying events that maybe I would have gone to had I not been in finals of doubles and stuff. But at the end of the day, we were making Grand Slam finals, so I wouldn't take that away for anything. So Ash and I had a fantastic year. This year we look forward to actually playing a lot more with each other. We didn't play that much with each other last year. So this year, hopefully we can be consistent and really put some more wins on the board.
And in terms of where you can go now, I mean, you're 29 later this month. I'm hoping you don't mind me saying that. I mean, do you feel like you've got, better tennis ahead of you?
I think I'm 100% playing the best tennis I've ever played in my career so far. If the body's healthy, I want to play as long as I can. So if that's to, a couple more years or five more years, we'll see. But at this point in time, it's quite, amazing for me to even think at 29 I'm probably playing my best tennis, but it's where I want to be, and it's where I've worked hard to get to, so I'll make the most of it.
And family life, is that helping you with with the way your year is shaping up and your career is developing?
Yeah, it just adds an extra enjoyment to life. I have them with me and I get to go home to them at the end of the day, and that's what life's about. So, I work hard, I do my job, but at the end of the day I know I've got, like I've always said, a beautiful family to go home to, and it makes it just a lot more enjoyable.
Now, this tie against Russia, what do you make of the team they've sent along here?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we all know it's not their strongest team, and that's pretty obvious. But in saying that, I know, previous ties we've played teams that maybe didn't send their strongest and we've lost before. So you can never underestimate any ties or any team, sorry. So it's going to be tough, and we have to be prepared to be ready for the weekend.
And you've played a lot of those minor tournaments in the last month or two. We just talked about that. Does that tell you just how tough the competition is out there?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it doesn't actually... I mean, I've played girls ranked 200-300, and tennis is such a tough sport now. So you never walk on the court taking anyone lightly, and I've learnt that over the years. So, we've got some experience in our team, and we've got, a mix of some youth and enthusiasm. And so it's a really good mix, but we'll definitely be ready for the weekend.
And having said that, it's still a nice opportunity here at home for Australia to progress to the next stage of the competition.
Yeah, it's awesome. We haven't played a home tie for a long time, and it's something that I've really wanted to do for ages. The last couple of years we've always been overseas, so when we said that we're going to play in Australia, I was pretty excited, and I love playing down here in Hobart. Came here the week before Aussie, and it's got a really good feel. We've had a great week, so it's nice that we can play, and hopefully we get a few people down to watch us here in Hobart.
It should be an interesting weekend. Thanks for your time, Casey, and well done again on the Australian Open. We'll look forward to seeing you this weekend.
No worries. Thank you.